Yo, what's good, everybody out there? It's your boy Ed, back with a little mini episode, Super Bowl episode, I'll call it, of RRO, where we're gonna keep it real at all times, you know, just giving you straight facts with real opinions. But, I know I've been gone for a little minute, been dealing with school, you know, trying to get a hold on that. But don't worry, we're coming back soon, and when we come back, we coming back bigger and better. Best believe it. But like I said, this is a little mini episode, so let's get right into it. We had an interesting playoffs, good playoffs, honestly, good wild card round. We saw the Bucks and Washington play a good game. You know, backup quarterback came in, did good, but Tom Brady came on top in that and out on top in that game. What else happened? We saw the Saints beat the Bears. You know, good game, but you know, Saints won that one. What else happened? Trying to think who else played. Ravens played. I can't think of who the Ravens played in the wild card right now, but no, the Ravens won. Move on. I remember the Ravens played the Bills in the divisional. Good game, but the Bills won that one. Like, no Lamar Jackson. So that was a good game, but Bills had a good playoff run until they lost to the Chiefs. You know, but I think the Bills will be back soon. Josh Allen had a good season. Stephon Diggs had a good season. That team as a whole had a good season. I think their future is very bright. And honestly, like, I just think stay out on the look for them. Like, they'll be there soon. Then also on the NFC side, saw the Bucks beat the Saints. You know, that one hurt me. You know, being a Saints fan, that would hurt me deep. And like, just gonna go on a little vent session about the Saints right quick. Like, I love Drew. And three interceptions killed us though, man. Like, they killed us. Then Jared Cook, you can go. You can get traded. Like, for all I care, that fumble messed us up. That started everything going down here for it. Like, so other than that, you know, I think we're gonna be good. IGM, I trust our front office. I think we're gonna figure something out. Other than that, the Bucks, they did what they had to do. Shoot, their defense showed up. Devin White showed up, did what he had to do. Levante David, Tom Brady came in to the dome, beat us, and he went to goddamn Green Bay and beat A-Rod in his own place. But I still think LaFleur should have went for it on fourth down. Like, you have A-Rod, my guy. Like, you have A-Rod. In a crucial game situation, you have A-Rod, fourth down, scoreable, like, possession. Come on now. Let A-Rod do what he does. Like they say, let Russ cook. Like, no, come on. Let A-Rod cook. Let A-Rod do what he do. So that's how I feel about that. You know, but like, it's just crazy to me. Like, you gotta respect Brady. You have to. Like, this man came into a whole new division, came into the NFC, won every single game on the road, and is in the Super Bowl with a new team, first year. And everybody was calling him a system quarterback last year. He said, all right, I hear what y'all saying. That's a bet. I'm going to just go down here to y'all supposedly stronger conference, beat the top two teams who supposedly supposed to win the Super Bowl in the Saints and the Packers, respectively, and go to the Super Bowl. And that's what he did. And he said, let me go ahead and bring Gronk out of retirement with it. Dude just straight up picked the team and said, y'all want to go to the Super Bowl this year? Come on, let's go. Like, straight up. Ain't no other way to, like, put it. But, you know, we're going to have a good game. We're going to have a good game, man. Chiefs and the Bucks. Tom, Pat, again. Remember what happened last time they played OT. Pat didn't even get to touch the ball, but this is a different Pat. This is a more mature Pat. Like, he done already won his Super Bowl. He done got his MVP. First quarterback to go to back-to-back Super Bowl since Brady did it. So, in the early 2000s. About to be a good game. You know, I got the Chiefs, but don't be surprised if the Bucks win. Like, don't, you can't, at this point, you can't bet against Brady. Bro wants number seven. He said he wants seven. He on his GOAT status. Like, you gotta respect him. Give him all the respect. But y'all know I still love Drew. Y'all know that. That's still my boy. But you know, let's get into a little NBA. You know, pretty good season so far. Interesting season. A lot of games getting postponed with this COVID stuff, you know. Nets doing pretty straight, still trying to figure out their chemistry. Jazz going crazy right now, surprisingly. They number one seed. Jokic is going bonkers. He's eating. Lakers doing what they got to do. Knicks doing surprisingly better than I thought they would be. I talked bad about the Knicks before the season started. Like, I remember I said they was a terrible organization. Still think, but they doing what they got to do. Julius Randle hooping, RJ Barrett. I think they get a 3-point shooter, get a little six man. They might be an eight seed, nine seed, something like that. You know, Kevin Durant. I told y'all, but they messed my boy over, man. They messed my boy over in last night game. Like, how are you going to? First, not let him start the game because of COVID protocols. Then say he's steady giving negative tests. Then let him play. Then pull him out the game. Like, tell me where that makes sense. That makes no sense whatsoever to me. And, you know, I just personally, I don't understand it. Like, because at that point, then they let everybody else travel to the game tomorrow. And everybody else that played was surprisingly good. And he steady returning COVID, negative COVID tests. But since the person he was in contact with had it, he has to quarantine. But he has negative tests. It doesn't make sense to me. Like, he's already been playing in the game. Like, come on now. That makes no sense. But, you know, I don't understand nothing in the world right now. But, you know, we ain't gonna get into all that. But, you know, like I said, the season getting interesting. You know, we will have an all-star game soon. A lot of people think shouldn't have it. Maybe we should just let people make up, let teams make up their makeup games, which I don't see as a bad idea because, you know, got to make them games up somehow. But, you know, we'll get back into that when we come out with the new season. Like I said, in my last episode, we'll be coming out the new season in early March. Middle March, something around that time. Stay tuned on my Instagram. Follow me at r.r.o_podcast to stay updated. Like I said, I got the Chiefs tomorrow, but it's going to be a good game. And stay tuned for merch coming soon and a bunch of other stuff I got planned for you guys. So, yeah, and I'm out.